We're at the 2012 SCAC Men's and Women's Basketball Championships in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm joined tonight by Millsaps College head women's basketball coach Chuck Winkleman. The Majors picking up a win today, 65-55, in the final SCAC Women's quarterfinal match against Trinity University. Coach, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. It was a hard-fought victory and anticipated that from a program that's got a lot of tradition.
Coach, you guys had some incredible individual performances. Janice OKK with 21 points tonight, or 21 rebounds tonight, I should say, a new SCAC record and 8 points.
21 rebounds, holy cow.
So just talk a little bit about her rebounding performance tonight, as I said, a new SCAC tournament record.
Wow, that's an effort stat right there. That's a girl that's a senior who's trying to extend her season with numbers like that. That's a heck of an effort. We just got to do it again tomorrow.
Coach, you guys shot 35% from the field, but 19 second chance points. You're able to get some offensive rebounds. You had 20 offensive rebounds on the evening. Just talk about the ability to extend some possessions on the offensive end.
Well, that is another amazing stat, because we did that to the number one offensive rebounding team in the SCAC. That's what we did more rebounding drills in the last 3 days, trying to keep them off the glass, because they were leading the league in offensive boards and felt like that's where they were very, very good. And so that is, again, an indication of our effort and our want to. And at this time of year, that's a big part of it. That's a great area to be doing well in right now this time of year at the rebounding category.
Coach, we talked early at the beginning of the week how defense has really been your mantra all year long. And you got off to a slow start. They jumped out, scored 18 points really quickly. But then you got yourself back into the game with defense. You were able to put some full court pressure on the Tigers and create some turnovers and get back in the game. Just talk about your defense and how you were able to rely on them early to get yourself back in the game.
Well, after we were miscommunicated on something we wanted to do early and just didn't execute it for whatever reason, we went back to what we had done against them in the second half there and just manned up, you know, and didn't switched out on very little and just tried to run through as much as we could and just make them earn every point. You know, Murphy Burns is a great scorer, you know, but if a kid's going to score 22 points, you certainly want it to see, you know, with 20 field goal attempts. I thought we made Murphy again earn everything, you know, that she got. We lost her a few times, like number three as well. But those two are as good as it gets in terms of scoring the ball in the league. So we're just happy we're advancing.
Coach, you outscored the Tigers at the free throw line 17-6. You got 26 opportunities from the free throw line. Just talk about this team's ability to drive to the basket and create some, you know, opportunities to get to the free throw line and score some easy points.
There, I think the rebounding is a telltale sign. I think sometimes offensive rebounding leads to free throw success and getting to the line. And Janice was big, a 4-of-8 night from her, and she's really worked on it. She was close on a few others. When she's making those free throws, that helps. And Shantae got there as well. So, that's an indication, I think, for us of getting the ball inside, really pounding it, and then had timely, you know, drives and getting it to the rim from our perimeter players as well. But those are two key stats you've touched on, just the board work and winning the battle at the free throw line.
Coach Shantae Morton, a double-double tonight, 23 points, 16 rebounds. Talk about her effort this evening.
That's Shantae. That's who we've missed the last 4 or 5 games, and I think we just her and I had a good visit this week in preparation, and just they're hungry. That's just an indication of her, you know, really putting team above self, and we want to win and we want to extend our season. So I'm really proud, but not going to celebrate long. We got a great opponent tomorrow we got to get ready for.
Coach, you've been working really hard with this majors program for the past 2 years. We talked earlier in the week what the opportunity for this team to come here, compete in the SCAC tournament, have the opportunity to win their first ever conference tournament game. You got over that hump. What does that say about this program and all the hard work that not only you put in, but all your players as well?
Oh, man, the kids, I'm excited. It's something to continue to build on. And like I said earlier, I have a great respect. I'm going to miss. And Trinity's beat my butt and my teams a lot. But I'm going to, you know, when this thing's over, I'm going to miss that institution, not being in the league with us. I just have a great deal of respect. I loved Becky Geyer when she was there, Becky's first class, and Amy's the same way, a fierce competitor. But it's a sad day that we're not going to be in a league with each other. So our first win comes against an institution that I have as much respect for in the SCAC, than anybody else, that's for sure. So, yes, that's an awesome way to do it.
Finally, Coach, with the win, you moved to Tavares' second SCAC semifinal game against Southwestern University. What did you tell the girls in the locker room after the win, and what would you need to continue to do well tomorrow to have a chance to make a run and move into the SCAC championship game on Sunday?
Just be thankful we've advanced. I mean, the first thing we're going to do is go back and get some, you know, liquids in us and rehydrate and get some rest and get off our legs and get as much rest as we can. And our hard preparation, really, we feel like the hard work we've put in pre-tournament in the regular season and all the film study, that matters now. When the turnaround's real brief, we're just now hopefully we reap a little bit of the rewards of the hard work earlier and the preparation. That will help us turn it around quick.
Millsaps College head women's basketball coach Chuck Winkleman, again, the majors, picking up a win today 65-55 over Trinity University, advancing tomorrow's SCAC semifinal, improving to 21-5 on the year. Coach, congratulations on the win and best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.